invoking the inner friend. Just let your body and mind relax. And just check in with your mind to see if there's any concerns it has today or anything it wants to make sure you're aware of and that you'll handle so that it can actually relax and give up those responsibilities for the time being. It's been a few, it's been a little bit of time checking in with the little ones. See if you can just be with. You don't have to push the little ones away. They can just be, knowing that you're there with them. But shift your attention a little bit. See if you can get in touch with what is the primary problem or issue or hurt that you're working with or suffering from now at this time. What's on top? Kind of taking your mind away. That kind of ongoing underlying hurt. So if you can just really get in touch with that, and once you do, imagine how you would love it to be, how you would love the situation to be. That's such a helpful thing. It's very healing for the psyche, but it also helps you to really realize what the problem is because of the contrast. And often what you really want is much bigger even than that individual or small situation. So just let yourself be with that and reimagine it. Mm-hmm. And really just gently bring your attention, gentle focus, just toward your own being, toward yourself, the Atma. And as you do that, let your eyelids rest just very gently on the lower lids. Let your tongue relax. Be suspended, relaxed in your mouth. And let your lips take a gentle smile. Just taking on the form, the relaxation, the bodily relaxation, the form of maybe your Ishtadevata, like Jnaneshwari or Dakshinamurti, even Ganesha sitting in that cross-legged position, feeling that physical relaxation. In your mind, your body relaxing, as your mind is turned toward your own being. The gentle smile they all have is just a natural expression of your own swarupa, of your own nature. The relaxed body, free of tension. It's also natural to your own nature. Just let your mind deeply relax into your own presence. Just being yourself. Reimagine now that difficult situation, but how you, as yourself, would be in that situation. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Mm-hmm.